History is a wheel, for the nature of man is fundamentally unchanging. What has happened before will perforce happen again. George R. R. Martin, A Feast for Crows. Hello and welcome to the Eberron Renewed podcast, an actual play D&D 5th edition podcast set in the Eberron campaign setting. I am your Dungeon Master, Eric.
And I am Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
And welcome to the third episode of the Eberron Renewed podcast, where the hunt for young Jacob continues. Gentlemen, what happened last time?
Well, we totally killed a hobgoblin.
Yes. Great job. Called
Drek Shugan.
Shugan.
To be fair, Philip totally killed a hobgoblin. I don't think I landed a hit.
I got one, but it did nothing.
Well, the first thing that happened was Beric turned a bear into fire.
Yeah, I burned a bear corpse.
You turned a bear into fire. We had some very pleasant diplomatic talks with a bunch of goblins.
It's true.
We're showing that we are more of a surgical strike force. We're less infantry and more SEAL Team 6, it turns out. And yeah, we killed a hobgoblin, and that was it.
And for that, we now have the aid of the other goblins in finding Jacob.
Yes.
As long as they get to hang out with Draconis.
Yeah, as long as they get to chill with me, which is like, why? But okay, yeah, sure.
Because you're a demon boy.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Real powerful.
It's fine with us, too.
More friends for me.
As the fire dies down on Drek's corpse and you have a moment to look around, your eyes are drawn to this massive statue of a hobgoblin in very ornate armor holding that very odd-looking weapon. And you see a plaque on the bottom of the statue.
Echo.
Yeah, what's it say, Echo?
Oh, God. Okay. If you sell me, I am worthless. If you give me, I am priceless. When I am taken back, I am broken. I am only real when I am spoken.
Okay. Sell me, I am worthless. If you
give me, I am priceless. When I am taken back, I am broken. I am only real when I am spoken.
So is it like you're going to say the name of this weapon kind of a thing? What do you interpret?
Wait a second. I remember this when I was a kid.
Okay.
What gets wetter the more that it dries? It's a towel.
Sounds like a promise. I mean, that part.
Yeah, that does.
Mm. Mm. See, I'm only staring at this weapon. Interesting.
I have two guesses. I hadn't thought of promise. I was thinking love.
Okay.
I am thinking full, just like that thing that I see.
All right. If I'm
not the smartest.
If I'm taken back, I'm broken. If you sell me, I'm worthless. That's the first part, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if...
If you give me, I am priceless.
If you give me, I'm priceless. If I'm taken back, I'm broken.
I'm only real when I'm spoken.
Real when I'm spoken. Now, was the first thing, you wrote it down, Beric, was the first thing real-ish like this as well? I don't think it was it?
No, it didn't come across that way. Against the shadow, I will fight. Against the darkness, I am the light. With my life, I will fight. The shade, with my death is paid. Sounds more like an oath.
As you finish that, a section of the wall near the statue begins to rumble and moves aside.
Oh my gosh, we're stumbling to victory.
Okay, neat.
Okay.
I'd like to do an investigation check on what is behind
door number one.
Yeah. Well, I lose a little bit of the kayfabe when I say investigation check in the accent, I think.
Well, it is a very, 5 foot wide hallway. So a pretty narrow hallway leading straight away. And you just see darkness as it goes back. Like, there's no lighting back there.
Having dark vision, I look inside.
Yeah, thank you.
The hallway goes...
Spread some of that fire crystal you got.
A room opens up, but the room is going... It's not a straight shot. It's not a shotgun house. There's a turn in the hall.
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, I really want to crawl this, but we do have... I mean, we can come back, and I think we've made the goodwill of these goblins that we can come back in here.
Well, I'm just...
What are the goblins doing? How do they react to this?
The goblins are kind of startled and like, what? That's weird.
Can I...
Oh, what was drunk?
Can I grab two torches and hand one to him so he can see
yeah.
things.
Yeah, you can pull torches off the wall.
And then I want one for myself.
All right, I've got a torch.
Does Aiko, do you know, can you cast light?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he kind of taps his mace on his shield.
I hold out an arrow.
Ding. Oh. Much better than our torches.
Down the hallway.
Okay, there's now light illuminating. There's light in this room. I mean, once again, there's a corner to it, so...
Do we hear anything? Anything react to the fact that a glowing
silent
just came into the room?
Can you cast Periscope so we can see around this one? Hey, real quickly, I want to know what Drek's got on him.
That's fair.
Okay.
I want to do...
That's a fair point.
Drek has his flail on him, and he has a chain shirt and a shield.
We'll keep it. We can sell it.
We'll grab it on the way out.
Where's one of the goblins that's like that has said they're on our side?
What? Oh. I mean, the one with the staff that came into the room with you is there. Okay.
What about the two?
Yeah, the two that were going to attack us.
The other goblin communicates to them. Okay, they agreed to kill Drek. They're on our side. Okay. Drek's gone. Don't kill them.
I'm your chief now.
I want to grab the guy with the staff that came in with us originally.
Okay.
And we're just going to go.
Okay.
We're going in.
And is he emboldened because he's with the demon boy?
He seems comfortable with the demon boy.
You're sure you don't want to look for pits first?
No.
Yeah, I'll do
it. I just go. That's what I do.
I'll all do right. A detect traps real quick.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
Well, guys, that's 12.
There are no traps.
Okay. That you can see.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Got my torch. I got my
so
buddy.
You walk down the hallway. You do not fall through the floor at any point. Hey. And you're on the corner, and what you see...
Snakes.
...is this room is clearly a crypt that has not been touched in quite some time. Before you are...
Oh, it's them Jar Shatar guys.
Five stone coffins, four medium-sized ones, two on the left and two on the right. The room is about 30 feet long. And then at the far end of the room is a large coffin on a raised platform.
Okay. Are you guys with me, or is it just me and him right now?
I'm staying in the room for just a minute because I want to try something.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if you and I should keep working on the clues together.
I'm wondering about the statue. If we can.
Yeah.
That's fine. It was just going to change what I did.
Okay. Hey, Drac, if you see something pressing or if you need for one of us to come and take a look at something, holler. Or Aiko needs to read some goblin, holler. But we're going to stay back here and see what we can do about the statue.
Okay. So now that I'm in this room with the four and then one at the far end,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, and I want to go check out the big one at the end.
Okay. That's actually the one without a lid on it. It looks like this grave had been disturbed at some point.
So bad.
But you see a hobgoblin skeleton, a very, very old, ancient-looking skeleton, lying in the coffin. But still on his body, looking brand new, is ornate plate armor, and he has his arms folded over his chest, and he's holding a cane, and there is a beautiful amulet around his neck. All three of these things have their light almost kind of shimmers out of them. It's almost like golden light, but coming out of purple gems is what they look like.
I'm just going to do a test touch real quick. I'm just going to touch the
arm. You're just going to poke it?
I'm going to poke it. Well, I mean, I could poke it with my whatever it is, battle axe. Kind of a little shimmy shimmy.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Except for your battle axe melts.
Can I see any sort of markings, any sort of anything on this tomb?
You see some markings that you have no idea what they mean.
Okay, but they look like, do they look like the door that we saw earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same text. Well, not the exact same text, but the same lettering.
Okay, it's not Akon. What's his name?
Aiko.
I was going to say Acorn. Hey, Aiko, can you, Aiko, can you come here for a second?
Well, do you all need me?
Well, I don't know, let's try something. I look up at the statue, and I say, love. A promise.
Gentlemen, may I make an observation real quick?
I would appreciate
it. I'm
that.
Not going to let you stop. I'm not going
to
stop.
The thing that we saw in the first big room seems to be something that an initiate would say to the light of Jar Shirat, or maybe an oath. And I feel like an oath kind of solves this riddle.
Does anything happen when he says oath?
No, but I'm going to point out something did happen when you spoke the oath of the light of Jar Shirat in that a door opened to their crypt.
Oh, I see. It's like... sort of a non a sort of lateral thinking.
Right. So say the oath.
Right.
This is telling us to say the oath. We said the oath. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm just I'm guys, I'm no. Hey.
Hey,
who are you talking to there, Lyle? Hey,
Drac.
While this is
now, Drac.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Drac.
Yeah.
What do you see in there?
Some tombs.
Oh, and also a portion of the wall back by the big coffin has caved in, and it leads into a cavern.
Specificity is your friend, Drac. What do you see in there?
There's four small coffin things, and then one big one. There's a dude in it. He's dead. And then there's a cavern. We could go there if you wanted.
Are the others empty?
I don't know. They're covered.
Oh, I see. Man, I swear, though, if Drac would say something about jewels, I bet that I would come running real quick.
Well, as he's doing this, can I start, like, putting on the armor?
Okay.
See what happens as I'm, like, shiny.
Well, as soon as you pull off the chest plate, the skeleton's arm reaches up and grabs your throat. And it looks at you and just goes, rah! And behind you, the other four coffin lids erupt and four skeletons emerge out of
there. I feel like that's a sound we would hear.
Yes. Yeah.
I really need help in here. Man.
I'll tell you what. Just walk in with him like half putting on armor.
one of the things you can always count on with a paladin is great rod.
Wait, but did they stop me from putting it on or did he just choke me?
As soon as you like took
that
it
tends
off,
to impede action.
As soon as you went to go take it off of him,
yeah,
all the stuff happened.
Okay, well, like,
here we come.
No, you don't have it.
It takes time to put on plate armor.
I just want
to
take it.
Well, kill the skeleton.
Okay,
and then you
fine.
Can take it.
Hey,
you can't take it with you. When you die.
All right,
so we rush.
We haven't been, like, sitting around for, like, a short rest, right?
No, it has not been an hour.
I didn't get
to. I don't know. We were pretty dumb. It took us a while to figure out.
It's just us talking to this statue.
Just start saying
potato?
racquetball. Try potato.
Oh, it's initiative time, gentlemen.
Try potato. Okay.
I was like, "Are we doing something? Please let it be me." My dice are broken. I rolled a 2 again.
13.
Just give me a second. I got 16. Would have been better. But 3. When we getting choked for a while. Better like it, I guess.
Weird. Am I in the room?
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll say initiative starts once you all get to the room.
Okay. Are these skeletons or are they?
They are hobgoblin skeletons.
They are skeletons, though.
Yes.
Okay. I think I can't do a perception or knowledge check. I want to know if all I have is piercing damage, and I feel like that's not going to hurt a skeleton.
I don't know.
So, what about it?
You've never fought a skeleton before, so.
Well, I know that.
The skeletons are up first. The one that's got you around the throat, he kind of grabs the cane that was laying across his chest and yanks on the handle, and you see this really weird, sharpened chain thing erupt from it, and he swings it at you. That is going to be a miss. That's only a 7. So the other four skeletons see people enter. They seem very territorial, like you all are in a place that you don't belong. One's going to run up on Beric with his short sword, and that's going to be 19 to hit.
That will hit.
6 damage. Lyle, that is only a 7, so that's going to miss.
That's a miss.
Aiko, that's a hit. And one more. So we'll go after Lyle. And that's only a 10. Now it is Lyle's turn.
The one that is closest to me, two of them just went after me, right?
Yes.
Okay, just either of them, I don't care. Let's go after Clark.
One of them has a red bandana around his neck.
Yeah.
That says Clark.
That's the one that I want. I'm going to rapier him. We'll see if it's a 19.
That's a hit.
And I should get sneak attack as well, right? Because we're all in a scrum.
Yeah.
One, okay. So that is 11 damage.
Okay.
Pierce. Oof. Again, piercing. So
yeah, that hits, and you do a lot of damage. He is not looking great. Okay. Some of his rib bones fall out, and, like, you used your rapier and, like, kind of used leverage to pop some of the bones out. So it is now Beric's turn.
Okay, so
you got one up on you.
As we're coming into the room, seeing there's a whole bunch of enemies in a really compact space,
mm-hmm.
I draw my short swords instead of my bow, and so I'm going to go at him with both short swords.
Ooh.
You already got two-hand attack?
No, but when you're using light weapons like short swords and scimitars and daggers, you don't have to have dual wielder as a feat to use both.
You just don't get to add your ability modifier to damage on the second attack. Is the only real penalty.
Correct. First attack, that's not awesome, but it is 14.
Hit.
Sweet. Okay, first. And it is going to be 7 slashing damage.
Okay.
And second attack 12.
Miss. It is now Aiko's turn, so he's going to attack the one in front of him with his mace. That's a hit. Okay, with Aiko's mace, you just see it crunch into the ribs of this thing and shatter the spine, and you get the sense that, man, having a big, blunt thing just is going to wreck these skeletons.
Yeah.
So his skeleton is dead.
You.
Yay.
So you got the guy with the crazy-looking sharpened chain thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm
going to... almost looks like ribbon, almost. It's so fine.
His...
Careful, bro.
So I'm going to grab his the arm that is choking me and try to slice that arm off with my axe.
Okay.
15 on the arm.
That's a hit.
Five.
I'm going to say that you didn't quite chop the arm off, but you like broke the... Is that ulna? Is that one of the bones up there? Radial?
Yes.
Okay. You broke that bone, and it kind of like shrieks in pain and lets go of your throat.
Please let go. Okay.
Yes. So now it is back around to the skeleton's turn. So the one on Draconos, that is going to be a 15 to hit, which is a miss. Next up, Barrett, that's going to be a 17.
Yeah, that is.
3 damage. Where are you at?
1 hit point.
And the 2 on Lyle, that's a miss with an 8 and a 17.
That's a hit.
That's 4 damage. Lyle's turn.
Okay, I'm actually going to pull out my crowbar for my burglar attack.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to do better, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't have any sort of idea of what sort of damage
it's an improvised weapon.
Okay.
So, and it's not finesse. So you're going to use your strength modifier plus your proficiency bonus for your attack roll. And then it's going to be 1d4 damage plus your strength modifier.
Okay. My strength modifier is -1. I'm going to use my rapier. Man, it would have been neat, though.
Sure would have.
All right, I'm going to use my rapier. I'm still going to potentially get 18 damage out of the battle if I hit. It's a 12 damage.
Miss. Yeah. Barrick.
I'm just going to try to get him with my swords again.
If you want to try to use the blunt side, like the broad side of your swords, you can do that with disadvantage if you want to try to double your pleasure, double your fun on damage rolls.
I think it's more important that I actually hit him.
Okay.
14.
Hit.
That's 6. Damage.
That one dies.
Sweet.
You kill that one. So,
and then I hit the one in front of my man Lyle here.
There are 2 in front of Lyle. Do you want the one that he's already damaged?
Yes.
His name's Clark.
That one.
The one with the red bandana.
That one I attack for 18, and he takes 2.
He dies.
Sweet.
So, ooh. Good job, Barrick. Wrecking fools.
Who's left besides the one that...
There's one left on Lyle.
Okay.
Has not been touched yet. So, it is now Aiko's turn, so he's going to run up on the one on Lyle. That's a miss.
Damn hobgoblins.
It is now Drek's turn.
Okay, I'm going to try to...
And this one is kind of sat up and is in the process of standing up to fight. So
I'm going
to
go for his temple.
So okay.
Just try to smack him right in the head. 15.
Hit.
5.
Okay, he's not looking great. He's still up.
Okay.
The skeleton's turn. So the one in front of Kronos is going to attack. That is going to be a 13, which is a miss. And the other one that's still attacking Lyle, miss with a 10. So, it is now Lyle's turn. You got one left in front of you.
I gotta do the one in front of me. Rapier.
Okay.
You don't want to whip out that crowbar?
Nope. Barrick.
I'm gonna go after the one in front of Lyle.
Okay.
Nope.
And,
okay. Aha! That's gonna do it. That would be 25.
Okay.
The second one.
I can't believe nobody's crit yet. It's crazy.
Just 4.
4 damage. Okay. Yep. Aiko. I'm gonna try to attack the one in front of Lyle.
Is it Clark that's still up?
No, Clark's down.
No, I took that one.
Okay. That's a hit with 18. This last one in front of you looks real bad. I mean, Aiko just like cracked in half of its skull and its jaw is hanging off. And now it's Draconis' turn.
Cool. Okay, so he's kind of getting up. There's, I've hit him in the head.
He looks real bad.
Okay, I just want to try to just take his head off. Just go right at the neck.
Neck.
See if I can finish him off. That's not gonna do it. 7.
Okay. Skeletons.
What weapons are the skeletons brandishing? I didn't even think
the one that's attacking Draconos has the crazy looking thing. The other ones are using short swords.
Okay. So no, they're using bludgeoning weapons.
Right. That is going to be a 12 to hit you, Draconos, which is no. And the last one in front of Lyle, that's a 13.
Nope.
Okay, Lyle.
Rapier on the one in front of... Nope.
Critical fumble?
No, I'll let you know if it's a crit. But
Barrick. We know the order by now.
Yeah, doing good.
I'm going to hit.
Yay.
Or 9 damage.
You wreck his world. Now you can move up and use your second attack on the one that's attacking you.
Totally do.
19.
Rush in and...
Yep.
I wanted to finish.
4 damage.
And you kill him too.
Awesome.
Barrick is just running around
Just
crashing skeletons. They fall dead. You all get a chance now. You two see the crazy stuff that was on this skeleton. Mm-hmm. Ornate plate armor. In his hand, he has this weird-looking sharpened chain thing, and he has this brilliant-looking amulet around his neck that glows with golden light coming out of a purple gem.
All right. I'm just...
I don't care about the amulet. If I could have something else... I mean, you saw me going for the armor. That would be great.
I don't even notice what they're doing because I'm just staring at this weapon.
Okay.
Slackjawed. So, like...
Oh, at the chain-looking thing he was using?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I thought you would go for the amulet.
And I just say, oh my God.
What?
That's a ribbon weave. And I'm just so wrapped up in it, I don't even realize what I'm saying. And I say, that's the weapon of my people.
Of your people?
Yeah. Oh God.
What's that mean?
Okay, I need to tell you guys something. I need you to trust me. All right?
All right.
And then just immediately in front of their eyes, I become Trant. And then I become Gregor. And then I become Beric. And then
Draconis. I don't know how to ask you this. Is Lyle changing what he looks like?
I thought I was just going crazy.
Okay. And then I change one more time.
I feel better about that.
And I'm
sitting to that bear.
About the same guy. I'm about the same size as Lyle, a little thinner.
Did you make a second character sheet?
But I don't have like defined facial features, and my skin is very pale, and my hair is silver, and I say, so I'm not really a human, guys.
You've been giving me all this shite because I have pale skin.
Have you guys ever heard of a changeling?
It's been.
Philip thinks so, but
yeah, you would be vaguely aware. Okay. If not, you haven't met one. You are aware.
I've heard of legend of changeling, but nothing more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's me. Hi. I'm Dex. I've been living as Lyle. Like everything except for my name is who I really am. But yeah. So I'm gonna be taking this ribbon weave now, so and I change back into Lyle. Like
okay.
Like, because that's who I live as most of the time. But I'll tell you what. It's going to make for a whole lot of fun down the road that I can do this, I promise.
That's a very useful skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, yes! Oh, I love it.
Jeff just revealed to the rest of the players that he has a second set of dice for his changeling character.
That's magnificent.
I knew you'd like it.
Makes me so
happy. Well, and you had pumped us up for weeks of, okay, I finally bought a set, but just the one, and it's boring and gray. Oh, this is beautiful
and
blue.
Wonderful.
Okay. Plot twist.
So yeah, this thing, I don't know what Dex sounds like. Like Lyle's a voice. This is, it's called a ribbon weave. And basically, it just looks like a cane, and so it's perfect for my people. We can always have a weapon on us, and it never looks like we have a weapon on it. All I got to do is push this lever on the side, and this, is it 15 foot?
Yeah.
15 foot, sharpened, flexible blade pops out, and I can do slashing damage, tripping damage. I can really wreck shop with this thing. So, and then I push the button, and it sucks back in. And,
well, that's remarkable.
Yeah, you can go down and have that one.
What's that doing here? What's that doing here?
I don't know. It's almost as though somebody had a conversation with a benevolent being who shapes things in our world.
No, there is a lore justification for this. You all just don't know it.
I assume there was.
So yeah, you have a ribbon weave weapon now, plus one magical ribbon weave that is capable of once per long rest casting the spell Daylight.
Jeez, I got a spell too?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are its stats? Or should I just replace the rapier stats?
It still uses your dex modifier because it's a finesse weapon. Its damage is 1d8.
Okay, so I'm actually losing a little bit of damage on this.
What was your sword?
The rapier was
a rapier.
Plus 6 to attack, 1d8 plus 4.
Well, no, you still add your modifiers and everything to it.
Oh, so I keep the
so,
plus 4.
So the d8 stays the same.
Okay, so basically it does the same thing as my rapier. It's just cool. Looks cool. It's just cool as shit.
Yeah, and it basically, if you want to make a grapple check to trip somebody, you have advantage with that weapon. Awesome. So,
you guys still cool with me getting some better armor?
I can't. I mean,
wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I don't want
it. So the armor that you take off this skeleton, it's plus one plate mail armor.
So just add plus one to my AC.
Well, I think, what do you currently have? Do you have plate mail on?
I don't know. I have chain mail on right now. I know my AC was 16 when we started. I just don't remember how I got there, because then it's plus two for the shield.
Plate mail is going to make your armor class, just with your armor, 18. And that's going to be
plus
19,
one,
19.
So 19.
And then your shield is what?
Two? Plus two.
Plus two.
So 21.
AC is now 21.
Okay, so it's 19 plus two.
And
what's this amulet do?
The amulet breaks as soon as you touch it. No.
No!
And you also, as a property of this, have resistance to necrotic damage. So if you want to kiss somebody that Barracks killed recently, you can.
That's what I'm...
Resistance means you take half damage.
It's an extremely necrotic. Strange thing to want to have been waiting for a chance to do.
Hey, man, that's if you finish him off, I'll just give him a little...
Okay, this amulet gives you a plus one to your charisma score.
Sweet!
The additional feature of your amulet is once per short rest...
Does it resist his blackening garbage?
No. Well, this amulet, yes, it will not turn black on his touch. Once per short rest, you can change the damage type of your attack to radiant damage.
Ooh, neat.
And Aiko finds at the bottom, kind of laid where his feet, it looks like a holy symbol, almost, with that same purple emitting golden light amulet. And he's like, well, seems like this is my wheelhouse. And so he takes the holy symbol and kind of stuffs it in his belt.
Can't wait to take that off his dead body later.
What's it do, Aiko?
It's a plus one holy symbol that gives me an extra 1d4 radiant damage anytime I do an attack that deals radiant damage.
Cool.
Aiko also looks at the writing that you noticed before, and it says, here lies Larouche Dakar, leader and commander of the Light of Jar Sharat, along with his favorite items, his weapon Shadow Light, his trusted armor Dawn Light, his necklace, Coming Dusk, and his holy symbol, the Light Within the Shadow.
What was the name of my new weapon again?
Shadow Light.
I like it.
Shadow Light, that's cool. Mine, D-O-N, Dawn Light. Or, oh, like Dawn. I'm an idiot. I was like...
And now
like,
your host, Dawn Light.
I know, I was like the Dawn.
I propose... hey, Phyllis, let's just do a real quick scan, see if there's anything else in here we need to...
Yeah, we should examine the other coffins.
There's no writing on the other coffins. It seems like these were just the grunch soldiers that fought behind this amazing commander against something that apparently dealt a lot of necrotic damage and really hated radiant and light, like daylight.
I'm going to try to, as sneaky as I can, just check and see if there's any GPs lying around.
There is not.
No GPs!
Any other...
You get the sense that this stuff is so old that whatever currency they may have used... It would be worthless today.
Anything on the walls?
There's more murals depicting their great battles, and there's an epic-looking... Well, mural is the wrong word. It's carved into the stone, and there's a really epic-looking, like, this hobgoblin that was their leader in this very dramatic pose, holding aloft Shadow Light.
Is there are there more depictions of the monsters they were fighting?
Once again, it's still kind of that inky, featureless... I mean, since it's carved in the wall, you don't even really get a sense of the color of these things.
Nothing to support a kind of check on.
Not really.
Okay, that's fine.
How is my mouse Cashew reacting to my new armor?
You have a mouse?
I do. It's he's always been with me this whole time.
Okay, hang on.
We're in the third episode, and you're just now bringing up Cashew.
I just dropped that I'm a damn other species. You're like, oh, I can do you one better.
I got a pet mouse.
I have a mouse named after a garbage nut.
Cashew's a great nut.
Trevor was very excited when we were building his character, and he took the urchin background that you get. Yeah. You get a pet mouse.
I know.
I remember that, actually.
It's like my favorite thing. So, but
Cashew is very okay.
Okay. Just, well, but does he like my...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He kind of pops out of your pocket, sniffs it for a second, and then crawls back.
Okay, as long as we're good. Glad he approves.
And then Cashew disintegrates. No.
I'm not looking Cashew near you.
Right near you, directly to your right, there is a... broken in part of the wall that leads into what looks like a natural cavern.
So, Barrack looks bad, like bleeding and bruised. I have one hit point, mechanically speaking. So a short rest at least would be very, very helpful to me.
So, I mean, if you all want to hole up for a short rest.
I'm down with that.
Maybe back in the hall.
Yeah, if we want to go back into the first area.
I'll just crawl into that coffin.
Right. No.
Yeah,
We are losing the plot, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we got a boy out there.
Yeah.
No, we need. I mean, we need to rest. You have one hit point.
Yeah.
We can't. Please be.
Okay.
All right. Here's what we need to do. Hey, I'm sorry we never caught your name, goblin friend.
Blurg.
Right, Blurg. Oh, hey, Blurg, do me a favor. That whole shapeshifty thing, let's keep that on the DL.
What are you talking about? I was not in that room with you. Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, Draconos took me with him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, way to help, by the way.
Yeah, with your bludgeoning weapon, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
I don't know what to tell you. It's like some benevolent force that controls me forgot I was there.
All right. Hey, do us a favor. You got about an hour. Rally up all of the goblins, all the patrols, get them in. So you've done your part. We've done our part. It's time for you to do yours. We got to recoup for a minute. You got about an hour. Rally, everybody. So at least something productive is getting done while we're doing this.
Unless you're one who, you know, can cast spells in some way and maybe has some healing spells.
Yeah, do you have a healer? Blurk. Hey, Blurk.
One second.
Okay. You gotta run through your mental.
You gotta check the Rolodex.
Your mental Rolodex. All right, who's a healer? Blurg? No. Clerk? No. Thnarn? No. Schnurv? Uh-uh. Bloop? Nope. Bleep? Nope.
Craig? Yes. Oh, wait.
Sturm? Throng?
Throng sounds kind of cool. Out of all of the ones you listed.
Well, those are actually the German.
We don't have a healer, but I do have. We have a small stash of healing potions if you want those.
Well, certainly.
I mean, not all of them, obviously, but I can
some of them.
Give up like one each.
One each.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
Yeah, I'll take
it. Some time.
Take it.
That's
is that a six?
Regular healing potion?
Yeah.
It's 2d4
plus. 2d4 plus, let's say 2.
Okay. 2d4 plus 2.
Yep. Yes.
All right, I'm back up to 4. Does somebody want my other d4 roll?
I'm close. That puts me at 8, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, that seems fair. I only had to drink half the potion. He gets to finish it.
Echoing through the hall as you all are drinking these potions, and you hear a scream echo in from the tomb. Everyone give me investigation checks.
Sorry, from which direction?
From within the tomb.
Like further past.
We were just in the tomb, right?
But you went back to the hall for your rest.
Right.
So.
22.
Back.
22.
Investigation, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do I add?
Intelligence.
25.
Fine. Like 4.
Oh, by the way, this one rolls a lot better than that gray one.
I'm doing swell on roll.
What'd you
twos,
get?
So.
What'd you get?
25.
Okay. You two instantly, just based on the timbre and the octave that it was in, this was the scream of a young boy.
Hey, that's an 11-year-old boy.
From the pitch, I believe his name is Jacob.
Hello, my name's Jacob. I'm Gregor. I'm Trent's son, not Gregor's. Well, I keep screwing that
up. All right. It may not be Jacob, but it definitely starts with Jacob.
You hear that come from the tomb.
All right, we rush, right? I mean,
yeah, I might not know what it is, but I hear a yell. So
yeah.
I'm like,
and you see us run, and you're not an idiot.
Okay, yeah. So you're back in the tomb facing this entryway into what looks like a natural cap. Are you all just rushing through it?
Absolutely. I ain't stopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
hold on. Simply because I made these DCs before you gave me your passive perception check, so some of them are a bit low for our boy Lyle here. Lyle, you notice the stone around the edges of this cavern are very porous and like wet, like water's kind of seeping through them constantly. But you notice some of the pores, there's a gray gas almost seeping out of them. I mean, they are positioned in such a way to where you could easily, like, give them a wide berth as you go through and not get near any of them, but you've noticed that.
Hey, dark visions, either one of you peer as deeply into the cavern as you can and see if there's a gas. I'm going to say, once I call their attention to the gas, they can see it, right?
I mean, I can just go and let you know, Echo has light turned on his mace almost, or his holy symbol almost constantly.
So, oh, okay.
So you can see, because he doesn't have dark vision either.
How deeply can I see?
The cavern, once again, it's one of those lovely styles where it kind of curves and stuff to prevent you from seeing too far, like somebody designed it to where you couldn't see the whole thing. But it looks like just an empty cavern.
What's the spread on Echo's light?
It's 20 feet, and then 20 feet of dim light after that.
Okay, so Echo is in the middle. I will go up front, and I'm going to keep... No, you won't do that. I was going to say, let me know when I need to beat my passive perception. But that's not how it works. But that's what I mean. I want to be a front rolling perception checks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys can be where you'd like to be.
So you are able to navigate around the gray mist and nothing really comes of that.
Did Blurg come with us?
No, Blurg.
Good.
Blurg is not going to the creepy cave with you. You walk down a narrow hallway is the wrong term because these are natural formations. Mm-hmm. But
and I've told guys, you need to look out for this. I don't know what this gas is, but it is coming out. I don't know how you guys didn't notice it.
Really? It starts to open up again, and Lyle, go ahead and give me a perception check.
21.
Okay, everything looks fine to you.
It's actually 22.
Everything looks great.
Even better.
Yeah. You enter another cavern, and with your perception check, you can kind of note that you've noticed as you've gotten deeper and deeper that Aiko's light isn't as effective. Like, it's still 20 feet of bright light, but, like, the dim light is starting to get shorter. Like, it's almost like only 10 feet of dim light beyond his lighting. Like, the darkness is kind of creeping in. I need everyone to roll initiative for me.
He and I can still see further, yeah. Right? Is our dark vision?
Yeah.
Well, and if I have to, I will cast daylight on something. I mean, I'm assuming this is the last.
I'm just being honest with you. The reason I only asked Lyle to make a perception check then was he was the only one that had a shot at passing.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So,
22. 5. Welcome to the single digit club.
I got my critical fumble out of the way on initiative, so.
I wasted my critical.
I wasted mine on that knowledge check that you'd already passed.
So,
yay!
You see jumping out from like a ledge that was unseen to you, Lyle, these two, academically, they are goblins. But in your heart of hearts, you know, something done gone wrong with these guys. And they jump down and try to stab you. That's a miss on his part, and that's going to be a 19.
On who?
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like right on it.
Yeah. They were up on a ledge. That's going to be 8 damage. Another one emerges. Barrick, you are honestly startled because it seems like this thing jumps up out of the floor from your shadow that Aiko's light was casting, and he stabs you.
Shadows are dancing in the moonlight.
22.
Yeah.
3 damage. Now that you get a better look at them, these are goblins, but their skin has turned like this inky black. Like, they seem almost corrupted, for lack of a better term. Another one, but looking slightly different. It has a staff, erupts out of the light behind, like right next to Aiko, since his shadow is the most starkest, since he is at the source of the light. It erupts up and reaches and touches Aiko on the chest and misses. So nothing happens to Aiko. It kind of swats its hand away, but there's like a black handprint left.
When he swats his hand away, does he actually make contact with something?
Yes. And now we are through the surprise round, so Barrick, it is your turn. You got one right on you.
Okay. Then Barrick's immediate reaction is just pull the swords out and go at it.
Okay.
So that's going to be 18.
Hit.
7 damage. That was slashing damage.
You kill it.
You kill it?
Sweet.
Yep.
Is there another one that I can get to?
You could get the one on Aiko just with, like, positioning and
okay.
stuff.
So I just sort of shift over and slash at the one on Aiko.
Okay.
Crit!
Yeah!
Hey!
Okay, so go ahead and roll a percentile die set. Oh, so your D10 and your D10 and the percentile die.
I'm so pumped.
That is 41.
41. Traumatic injury. So ignore damage resistance, and you get to roll triple damage.
Ooh. Oh. Neat.
I assume that's just triple dice, right?
Yes, and then add your modifier.
That's going to be 14.
So dead. You just... His kappa is detated.
Awesome.
You are a one-man wrecking. I have done nothing in battle yet.
Very much a glass cannon.
Draconos, there are 2 on line.
Okay. I'm going to run over to Lyle and attack whichever one is closer of the two to me with my battle axe. I am the man of 2s, so 5.
Jeez, you need to throw that thing in the garbage.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Now it is the 2 left on Lyle. Attack him. That is going to be a 20 to hit.
No.
2 damage.
I am unconscious.
Okay, and then the other one kind of pivots to Draconos. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a 19.
Nope.
Antony Warmer. The one that was on you that you killed, you kind of glance back at its corpse, and you see where it's laying on the ground, the shadow of it stands up and is almost like material and comes at you to attack.
Is that its turn? Is it actually attacking right now?
Yeah. Okay. That is 12 to hit.
Miss.
Okay, and then the one that is lying on the floor next to Aiko stands up and rushes at Draconis. Miss. Lyle, wreck stuff.
Since he's right at zero, does he make saving? I don't know. I don't remember if it's like Pathfinder where when you're right at zero, you're just unconscious.
I think you're still actively dying. So give me a death saving throw.
Hey.
Shoot. You know who I forgot to roll initiative for?
Wait, 10's not good, right?
No, 10's good.
I thought
ten
it was 1 to 10 with no 11.
No, 10 or above.
Okay.
The odds are slightly in your favor.
So you have 1. Okay, Aiko, seeing Lyle go down, runs over and places a hand on him and says a quick prayer, and you are stabilized. You no longer need to...
Can't help, but thank God.
Barret's turn.
Okay, I turn on one of the shadows, and I'm going to cast Create Bonfire on it.
Okay.
So it needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
7.
Okay. Then it's going to take 5 fire damage.
Fire damage?
Actually, I'm going to use the amulet to turn it into radiant damage.
It dies.
Sweet. And then I'm going to try and position myself near Lyle's unconscious form.
Okay, well, I just rolled a percentile die to see what the likelihood of it being, and I rolled a 100. So I'm going to say it is totally likely that Blurg was just wanting to check out and see what was happening and notice what happened and tosses Barret a healing potion. Like,
sweet.
Save him!
Is that a bonus thing?
I'm going to say on Lyle's turn, you can go ahead and pop him back up.
Okay.
Just for the sake of keeping things moving. So Draconis.
Okay. So there's still the 2 that were on. Okay, that same one that I was trying to attack earlier, I'm going to have to do the same thing. And this time it'll be 21.
That's a hit.
Okay. Got 10.
10. It's dead. Okay, so the one that was on Lyle is going to turn to Barret, who's still up. That's going to be a 12 to hit.
Yes.
All right. And the shadow is going to try to hit Draconis. And that is a 21.
If it's the same.
Tie goes to the striker.
Okay.
5 damage.
Okay.
And
your
strength lowers by 2.
What?
It saps some of your strength out of it. So,
like my modifier?
No, your strength score. So your modifier drops by 1.
Oh, is this permanent?
It's no, until a long or short rest.
Okay, so change it to... You said it's down by 2?
Yes.
Strength score is down by 2.
Okay, and now...
Sucks. I don't like that at all.
No.
It's like my best thing.
Okay, you pop Lyle. Why don't you go and roll the healing dice?
7.
Okay, Lyle, what you gonna do?
Does daylight... Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do it. I just want to know if it counts as is that a full action?
Like, that's casting a spell. Daylight is 1 action spell.
Okay, I'm going to use the end of my weapon, daylight, full on daylight for a 60-foot radius around us, and another 20 beyond that is dim.
I would like to point out that nothing bad happens to Barret when you do that, because he is not a vampire.
You start to glimmer.
I absolutely do not do that.
The shadows that are standing, because there's now 2 active shadows because Draconis killed one of the corrupted goblins, they kind of recoil and put their hands up. They're not destroyed by it, but they really are not fans of being in this sun.
Awesome.
Great job.
Good thing.
Aiko is going to...
How fortuitous that I just gained the ability to
right.
do that.
Cast Sacred Flame on the shadow that was the tiny goblin that tried to touch him in the chest. So,
dexterity...
That's a miss, or he does not pass his dexterity saving throw. That is going to be enough radiant damage to kill that shadow. So that shadow goes down. Okay, it is now Barret's turn.
What do we got?
You got 1 corrupted goblin still running around and 1 shadow.
All right.
And the shadow seems real bummed to be in this. So.
I'm going to try to get rid of the shadow since I have some spells and the weapon attacks probably aren't going to do much about that. So I'm going to, again, do create bonfire. I can't do it as radiant again, but... Your fire is probably going to be better than steel here.
Okay, and because he's in sunlight, he has disadvantage on this saving throw.
So we
drop Lyle. It's a 4.
That's 6 fire damage.
6 fire damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Draconis.
Going for the goblin.
Okay.
Out of 2. 7 plus not hit. So, 9.
That's a miss. Grumpy Goblin. It's going to attack Kronos. Miss. And then the shadow is going to attack Beric. Or okay. it takes damage at the start of its turn, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It does. That's 3 more fire damage.
And then it needs to make a dex saving throw to get out of the fire?
No, if it moves out of the fire, it's fine.
Okay, so it's going to come up on you and attack you. 6 to hit, not going to do it. That's going to be Lyle's turn.
I'm going to flick the lever. 15 feet of sharpened chain pops out of the end of my weapon. And I whip it at the goblin. And that is 23.
Nice. That is most definitely a hit.
Good start.
And is he attacks Draconos, right? So he's within 5 feet of Draconos.
Yep.
Rat. That is...
Don't attack me, too.
Well, that's 8 damage.
That kills him.
All right.
That goblin goes down.
It just sounds horrifying. Like, I'm picturing what that must look
that
like
weapon,
when it kills
someone. I've been picturing it since I read it. in 3.5. What was that, a month ago?
Yeah.
That I sent you a text. I was like, I want to use a ribbon weave. How can we make this work?
That was my reaction. Okay, Aiko is going to
use... But your response was, that sounds awesome.
Yes.
So.
He's going to do Sacred Flame on the guy that the shadow that's attacking you. Or actually, Aiko's going to try something, and this wasn't even something I had planned. He's going to cast Sacred Flame on the corpse of the corrupted goblin that went down.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to assume he has the largest of disadvantages on deck saving throws. That'll do it. Yeah, he deals radiant damage to this corpse, and it just kind of turns to ash, and the shadow melts away.
Nice.
Good.
So,
good.
Okay, so now it is Beric's turn. You got a shadow up on you.
All right, I'm going to try again with the... Actually, I'm just going to do Bonfire again.
Okay.
So I, once again, sort of just point my sword down at its feet, and this sort of ribbon of silver fire jumps from the blade to the ground and then just flares up around it. So he's a dexterity saving throw. Yeah.
With disadvantage... That is going to be a 6.
That's extremely disappointing. You did 1 fire.
God, that is a bummer.
Okay. It is now Draconis' turn. We got 1 shadow still up.
I guess I'm going to try to...
Yeah, no one's tried.
Yeah, I'll see what happens if I throw... Or not throw. But I try to slash at it with the battle axe. Or 14.
Hit.
Cool. Or... Well, because it's 1 and then I still get the strength of 1.
Yeah.
Right, so 3 damage.
Okay, you do note that your sword just passes really easily through it. Some of the shadow wisps away, but it didn't have that same feel that you know when you connected with something really well.
Gotcha. As his friend, I noticed this.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. It is now the shadow's turn. It's going to try to once again hit Beric. That's going to be a 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, hold on. He's in my fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's 5 more fire damage.
He dies.
Ha! Yes!
Yes!
That's
not okay.
All right, guys.
As the dusk settles and the shadows fade away, you once again hear a cry for help from further down in the cavern.
Run.
As you run after him, you see you all are sprinting, and you exit the cavern all of a sudden into this wooded area. And before you is this pretty sizable arch made from old, gnarled, stark white wood. But within the arch is utter darkness. There, you can't see through it. There's no light coming out of it. In fact, your daylight hits it and just stops. It does not penetrate this darkness. And just as you...
That means that it's greater than a third level spell.
Just as you get there, you see somebody passing a young boy off to waiting hands through the portal.
I die
as he screams... Okay, go ahead and give me a dexterity.
That'll be just a dexterity check.
Yep.
That's just a one.
Okay.
Man, I wanted to dive for him, and I have acrobatics bonus and all this.
You go to dive for him, and the thing that's handing him off turns, and just you almost hit like a wall, an invisible wall, as he extends his hand up. And then he looks at you, Lyle, and smirks. And examines all of you and points a single finger at Aiko, and we'll just see if Aiko can have a miracle happen. No. So a ray of darkness shoots out and attaches at Aiko's chest, and he rises up in the air as darkness veins up his face, and with its other hand, this thing quickly snatches Aiko's holy symbol away from him, examines it, and as Aiko slumps to the ground, it pulls the gem out and crushes it, and you see this faint image of almost a golden dragon flying out of this gem, and a faint dragon scream as you look, and now Aiko's body is a rotting corpse. He is dead 50 years.
Oh, man.
And it walks back through the portal.
It leaves the boy?
No, the boy was passed off. And then you see more shadows begin to emerge out of the archway, but tendrils almost are holding them back. Like, it's like they're reaching through trying to get to you, but they don't have the power to get through yet. And Blurg, kind of from behind you, who's been watching this, screams, "Run!" And you hear footsteps as Blurg starts to take off.
I
end of episode.
Yeah, I knew it.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Once again, I am your Dungeon Master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
Bye.
Man.